foster dog.
You didn't take appropriate care to secure.
Your Honor, I did.
Are you trying to talk over me?
Now, she's got a bone to pick.
He had the dog spayed weeks after he adopted.
Who cares? It was his dog.
But she'd better watch it.
I was not negligent.
You did not come back for your dog.
Yes,
until
I did.
You're not going to talk over me. This is my playpen, not yours.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. David Garcia is suing Tamara Adams for the money he spent adopting an Australian shepherd. David says he ultimately relinquished the animal to Tamara after it was determined she was the rightful owner.
Order. All rise. Yeah, this is case number 507 on the calendar in the matter of Garcia versus Adams.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, huh?
Mr. Garcia, you live in Utah. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Adams, you were visiting friends in Utah with your family and your dog.
Correct.
And how old is your dog?
He is about 10 months, 11 months old.
How long have you had him?
We purchased him May 29th of last year.
How much did you pay for him?
We paid $250.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a Blue Merle Australian Shepherd. Blue Merle is a black and white mix.
Okay. While you were visiting your friends in Utah, the dog got away. That was on the 8th of December.
Correct.
And you, according to you, looked all over for him, made calls. Nobody had any information with regard to where he was, and then you had to get back to your home in Montana.
Correct.
When you came back 10 days later, you continued to look for the dog, and somebody told you that the dog had been found and turned into a local veterinary office.
Correct.
And that's where the trail ends with regard to her. You got possession of the dog when, Mr. Garcia?
I believe it was on December 12th.
How did you get possession of the dog?
I work for our local county sheriff's office, and I knew the dog had been brought to the shelter.
How did you know the dog had been brought to a shelter?
Because I took a dog in there on the 10th, I believe, and I seen... Okay.
You took what dog in on the 10th?
Another stray that was called in.
So you took a stray to the shelter in your capacity as a sheriff's right. employee, and while you were in the shelter, you saw this dog?
Yes.
At the shelter?
Yes, ma'am.
So you saw the dog on the 10th. You took
yes.
possession of the dog on the 12th.
Yes.
Where was the dog brought to the shelter from?
It's an area called Rush Valley.
So it was brought directly to the shelter?
Yes, ma'am.
By a sheriff's officer who found the dog?
No, ma'am. There was a lady who had found the dog as a stray running loose in Rush Valley that brought it to the shelter. And then it's our job, if it's found in the county, to file a police report on an okay. abandoned dog.
So a woman brought it into the shelter around the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was there on the 9th.
Right.
And you saw it on the 10th.
Yes.
And you took it home on the 12th.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you liked it.
Yes.
Now, tell me the procedure of what you have to do when you take it home from your shelter.
After seeing it on the 10th, I advised the people that worked at the shelter that I was interested in adopting the dog and asked if no one came in to pick it up in the next few days to give me a call and I would come and adopt it.
Okay.
And I went back on the 12th. I asked if anybody had come to claim the dog, and they said no. At that time, the dog was adopted to me.
Okay. What physically did you have to do? Very often in a shelter, there have to be certain things. You have to pay a fee, or the dog has to be either spayed or neutered.
Yes.
I want you to tell me what you did as the new adoptive parent to this dog.
Basically, the dog was brought out to me from the kennel. I had the shots given to him right then and there.
Okay. Did you have to pay for that?
Yes.
How much did you pay?
About $50, approximately.
That would be either a receipt or you would have a check.
Yes, I got a receipt.
I'd like to see.
This is for the shots and the neutering, and this is for the licensing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. You went back to Utah from your home in Montana on what date?
I made three different trips to Utah.
On the trip that you found the dog?
I drove back on the, I believe it was the 18th of December.
And on what date did you ascertain that Mr. Garcia had adopted your dog?
This was the 27th of December.
Is that correct, Mr. Garcia? Is that when she came to your home?
She came on the 28th.
Okay.
Okay. 12/28. Does that sound right?
Yes.
So the dog had been in your home for 16 days at that point?
Yes, ma'am.
And you had had the dog from May until December 8th?
Yes.
Now tell me what happened when you went to Mr. Garcia's house, because this is what the lawsuit is about. The defendant came to your house, she wanted her dog back, and you told her that first she couldn't have the dog back because you had legally adopted it, and her daughter was with her because the child is 8 years old, and then you said she could have the dog back for $500.
Yes, ma'am.
She ultimately gave you a check for $500 and then stopped payment on the check.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you want that $500.
Yes, ma'am.
And she's got some ridiculous counterclaim, which I'll dispose of in a moment.
It's not ridiculous, Your Honor.
Ridiculous!
The dog is a stock dog.
Ridiculous!
The dog is a stock dog in the state of Montana.
Hey, listen to me. Ridiculous. You think you're going to talk over me? That's not going to happen.
In the state of Montana.
Listen to me. It's ridiculous because you lost your dog. The dog is at the kennel. The dog is now...
The dog was at a veterinarian's shop.
Listen to me very carefully, madam. You did not come back for your dog
until
the... Pay attention to me. You did not come back for your dog until the 18th, according to you, of December. That's when you came back to visit friends and also continue...
I didn't leave Utah.
I'm speaking. Your lawsuit, which seeks thousands of dollars from him because he had the dog spayed so you can't breed the dog, is ridiculous. You want to get a dog to breed, give him back the dog, which he'll take, I'm sure, and go buy yourself another dog. Your lawsuit is ridiculous. Somebody adopts a dog, and what they do when they adopt the dog is most shelters don't give you the dog unless you have a spay or neuter.
He did not have the dog fixed until after, and I have receipts for
until
that.
Until after what?
He did not have the dog spayed.
Listen to me. Listen to me. You're trying to talk over me? If you tell me he had the dog spayed, listen to me. You're not paying attention.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You don't have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim's ridiculous. I just told you you don't. And I'm the only one that counts here.
And later today...
Sometimes when it's over and you have to get over it. And you don't go back over a relationship that lasted a few months and say, I spent $16,
thank
I
you,
spent
$100.
Hey, listen, that doesn't mean that I like you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Garcia says he unknowingly adopted an Australian Shepherd belonging to Tamara Adams. He is suing her for the adoption fees and for the cost to care for the animal.
Now, if you tell me that you came to his house asking for your dog back and established it was your dog, listen to me.
I'm listening.
And after you came to the house, he went and had the dog spayed, knowing that it had a rightful owner someplace else, you identified at his house. You win $3,000. How about that? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? If you can establish to me in any way that he had the dog spayed after you came to his house.
I did not know he existed until the 20th.
I don't give a rat's behind. Did he or did he not have the dog spayed after you came to his house?
No, ma'am.
That's right.
But he had the dog spayed weeks after he adopted the dog.
Who cares? It was his dog. He had legally adopted the dog. He could do whatever he wanted with the dog as long as he didn't hurt it. You don't have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim's ridiculous. I just told you you don't. And I'm the only one that counts here. Now, you, sir, are entitled to your expenses.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're not entitled to $500 for room and board for the dog and for taking care of the dog. You did a good deed. If you didn't want to return the dog to her,
I believe
you might. I'm speaking. If you didn't want to return the dog to her, you would have had a lawsuit, and then she would have taken you to court for the return of the dog, and we would be doing a reverse case. But you did return the dog to her, and the $500, as far as I'm concerned, is pushing the envelope. But you are clearly entitled to your expenses because she was negligent in allowing her dog to run off.
I was not negligent, Your Honor.
No,
the dog had a tag, and I was not even present when the dog ran off.
It's your dog.
I was not present, and I believe he misused his power as a sheriff.
I don't care what you believe.
He fostered the dog. He did not adopt the dog.
I don't care.
He did not pay a fee
to
the veterinarian.
You're trying to talk over me? It's not happening. They cut off your mic. I don't care what you believe.
I have paperwork proving.
I don't care what you believe. You lost your dog. I don't care.
I did not lose the dog. Yes. I was in the state of Montana when he ran away.
You lost your dog, whether it was in his possession.
The dog was in somebody else's care.
Listen
to me. It was not in my care.
Listen
to me. And I was traveling back and forth. I have two disabled children.
You don't seem to get it. When you have a child who's 8 years old and the child gets lost, it's the parent's fault. It's the parent's fault for either. I'm speaking. They leave the child with an inappropriate caretaker, or they're negligent themselves.
I was not negligent. I was
in the state
of Montana.
Yes, you were. Then you left the dog.
I left
your
the dog,
your
in
child,
care of a
who
friend.
You love. Hey, this is my playpen, not yours. You didn't take appropriate care to secure.
Your Honor, I did.
Are you trying to talk over me? You're not going to talk over me. You signed an agreement. You came here for me to discharge my responsibility in adjudicating this case, which I am going to do. I dismiss your ridiculous counterclaim. I only grant his claim in part because I think he stretched the envelope and pushed the envelope in demanding $500 for taking care of this dog over a period of 16 days. But I absolutely believe he is entitled to the expenses that he put into this dog when he, in good faith, adopted it. Now, your expenses are $276, which includes the vet fee, which was on the 22nd of December, and that was 6 days before she showed up. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $276, and your counterclaims dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
The dog was legally adopted by myself. We was ready to take it into our family as our own.
Mr. Garcia did not adopt the dog. He fostered the dog.
When she showed up at my house looking for it, I thought I did the right thing by returning the dog to her.
The dog has totally changed.
My granddaughter was actually with me when I returned the dog, and, you know, she was crying.
He's a working cattle dog. He won't even chase the cows or the horses now.
He was part of our family.
He lays on my daughter, and that's all he does.
She caused a scene up at our office, at the vet's office, and then down at my house, so I kind of figured that was her nature.
It's just a bad situation all the way around.
I think next time if I adopt a dog, I won't give it back.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Collins versus Bogan. Step forward.
Michelle Collins is suing her ex-boyfriend, Maurice Bogan, for rent money, the cost to repair jewelry, and an airplane ticket.
Ms. Collins, your complaint alleges that Mr. Bogan, who was your ex-boyfriend, owes you some money. Series of small loans. Mr. Bogan says that he doesn't owe you any money, that you were generous, not to a fault, because the entire amount that you're requesting is a little over $400.
Yes.
So why don't you tell me when and why you made him the first loan?
Well, there were several loans.
I said when and why did you make him the first loan?
The first one was in August, and he asked me to write his rent check. So I wrote the rent check. He then consequently paid me back for that.
Okay.
The next one was another rent check in September. He paid me back for that. October, I wrote his rent check again, which he only paid me back $250 out of $550. So basically, he led me to believe because he paid me back for...
Okay. I'm a quick study.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's not what courts do, Ms. Collins.
He's lying.
Next!
Next! He's always acknowledged that he'll pay me back.
Next!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michelle Collins says ex-boyfriend Maurice Bogan owes for rent, jewelry repair costs, and the value of an airplane ticket.
Now, is there still, Mr. Bogan, an outstanding balance on the rent for October of 2009?
That Ms. Collins gave me?
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor, there is.
Okay. And you did, in fact, pay her back twice when she wrote out rent checks for you?
Previous to that, yes, Your Honor.
Why didn't you pay her back in total for October of 2009?
I ran into a little financial problem. I was paying off my student loans, and I wasn't able to pay her back the money at the time.
But you acknowledged that you owe it to her.
Well, actually, the money was gifted. I don't feel I owe her anything,
Bogan,
Your Honor.
Mr. Bogan, you started out one way, and then you switched boats right in the middle of the stream on me.
Mm-hmm.
You said you ran into some financial difficulty and you couldn't pay her back.
Correct.
Is that your answer? Is that your final answer, Mr. Bolton?
It wouldn't be my final answer, but...
Is that what happened?
That's sort of what happened.
Mm-hmm. That sort of is good enough for me. So you owe her $300 for October's rent. Mm-hmm. What else?
At the beginning of, when we first started dating, I told him I was going to Canada for my sister's wedding. He insisted that he came, and I had frequent fly miles through Northwest. I said, well, all you'd have to pay is the fee, like the taxes and the other part of the fee to get the ticket. So he said, absolutely, I can afford what was $107. I said, okay, well, then you're going to give me back.
When was that?
Mid-August. I have the ticket. I bought that on August 22nd.
Okay.
That's not true.
Let's hear that, Mr. Bogan.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. She brought up this thing about her sister's wedding.
And she wanted you to go as her date?
She wanted me to go as her date, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Because I guess I was going to be the amusement animal for her family in Canada. And I agreed that I would try to go. I didn't promise her that I was going to go. I didn't promise her I was going to pay her anything.
Did you discuss paying for the ticket?
No, we didn't discuss paying for anything. Only thing we discussed was the dates of me being able to go and the dates of when her sister's wedding was. Okay. I told her that I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get the time off work, and she understood that.
Don't
and
tell
she
me
went
what
ahead
she
and she got the ticket anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you did use frequent flyer miles for that?
Yes.
Cheap.
And when was the wedding supposed to be?
The wedding was on Halloween, October 31st, so.
Amusement animal.
Shh, shh, shh. Yeah, well.
And when did you purchase the ticket?
It was on August 22nd. So basically when I first met him.
Just a second. Mm-hmm. No, you had already paid his August rent check, so you knew he didn't have money. Loaned him money for
but
his
the only
August
reason
rent.
I didn't lend it to him. The reason he was telling me to pay his rent checks is because I think he ran out of checks.
Whatever. He ran out of checks in August and September? That's not what you told me. Put your hand down.
Probably because he didn't want to pay for them.
Miss Collins, I believe some things. I don't believe others. I believe that if your sister's wedding was coming up and you wanted an escort to the wedding and you were buying frequent flyer miles.
That's true.
You were using frequent flyer miles to get the tickets. You would not have discussed taxes.
No.
What's next?
Well, I'm still insisting on the ticket.
I don't care if you're insisting on it or not. That's why you're here. So far, he's giving you $300 for rent.
And
what else?
He asked me in August to add links to Tiffany's necklace, and he asked me if I knew of a good jeweler that could do it, and I said, let me ask around work. So I asked some ladies at work, and I said, listen, I can bring the necklace in for you, but I need you to pay me back. So I went, and I went...
Just a second. Shh. Go ahead.
I went and brought the necklace in, and he told me he'd pay me back, just like he
that
did
was
for...
Just a second. That was in August.
That was on August 28th.
And how much did it cost you?
It wasn't very much, but it was still my money. It was
how much?
$27.44.
So he didn't pay you back in August, and he didn't pay you back in September. And in August and September, you wrote out his rent checks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wrote out another rent check for him in October.
Yes.
When he didn't have any money for you.
Right.
Right?
Yes, I agree.
All right. Get over it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, I didn't pay you back the $27, so you wrote out another check for him for $550?
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy, I'm figuring that's his rent.
I don't care.
And he needs a place to live. I was just trying to be nice.
I don't care.
So I guess...
You know, sometimes when it's over and you have to get over it. And you don't go back over in a relationship that lasted a few months and say, I spent $24, I spent $16,
I
spent $100. Hey, listen.
That's the way he
is. It doesn't mean that I like you.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I like you.
Right.
You know, it just means that that's not what we do, because courts would be busy all day. If it didn't work out and one person was giving and one person was taking, we'd be busy 7 days a week, 24/7, figuring out who put the links on the chain. And that's not what courts do, Ms. Collins.
But he's lying.
Next!
That's next! He's always acknowledged that he'll
next.
Pay me back.
Next!
Next! What's next?
That was it.
$300, judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you very much.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I don't agree with her getting the rent money. I feel it was a gift.
He definitely owed me money for the ticket. He owed me money for the necklace. He always acknowledged that.
We didn't discuss any type of loan agreement, anything contractual.
The fact that he said now he didn't have any vacation time to go to my sister's wedding, which he insisted on coming.
Being the fact that that she always talked about race relations between her, with her being white and me being African American, I felt that, like, she told me that her parents didn't really agree with her dating African Americans.
All I can say is San Diego Watch, he's the biggest womanizing user.
I became a womanizer to her after I broke up with her and I stopped dating her.
I'm fed up.
Her feelings got hurt, and then I became this womanizer.
He was texting other women asking for stuff.
She went through my cell phone, so guys, watch out. Who's dating Michelle?
All I can say is watch out for him, because he's a user.
She accused me of seeing other women from old text messages.
Just not lend any money out to losers. That's the bottom line.
Don't date Michelle Collins. That's what I learned.